Warning. The following show contains explicit language. Discretion is advised.
Welcome to the show. We are very lucky. Anthrax is starting their tour with Killswitch Engage tonight in Montreal. And we've got some exclusive audio of something that happened just before the show. Let's go right to that.
Hey, Beavis.
Give it a listen.
Remember that time we partied with Anthrax?
Yeah, we were cool.
Whoa, Beavis. Check out this bus.
Yeah.
I bet there's like some cool band on there.
Yeah. Let's go check it out.
I'm there, dude.
Yeah.
Is there anyone like cool in there?
What do you two guys want?
Whoa. It's Anthrax.
Yeah.
My name's Butthead, and this is Beavis.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Scott.
Hi, I'm Charlie.
I'm John. How you doing?
Pretty good.
You guys wanted to come on the bus?
Whoa. Yeah.
You guys, like, rule.
You guys kick ass.
Dude, what's up with your hair?
You got a problem with my hair?
How come there's no hair on the sides?
I thought it looks kind of cool.
I think you look like a dick.
Yeah. You look like a dick.
There you go. Shut up, Beavis. Don't make me kick your ass again. So, do you guys have, like, any chicks back there?
Yeah, let's go check it out.
Nah, I just have a bunch of photo albums.
Whoa.
Yeah. Show us pictures.
Should we show them the photo albums?
Are they naked?
Oh, they're naked, all right.
Whoa.
You think you can handle it?
I can handle it.
Yeah. I can handle it, too.
Settle down, Beavis.
They're posed like letters of the alphabet.
Yeah, you should see O and U.
Whoa! Naked chicks!
Yeah! Naked chicks! Yeah!
You guys haven't seen too many pictures of naked girls before, have you?
I saw Beavis's mom naked.
Shut up, buddy!
Yeah, so did I. I think she's Jay.
Why don't you go and read some Spider-Man comics, Beavis?
Hey, where'd the photo album go anyway?
I think I seen that blonde kid running the back with it.
Oh, man. Jerk!
Butthead, you better get your friend out of there right away, man. This ain't cool at all.
Beavis? Are you, like, you know, taking a dump?
Yeah.
Beavis, you're in there with a photo album of naked chicks and you're taking a dump?
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Idiot.
These guys are gonna, like, kick our ass if you don't, like, come out of there right now.
Don't wait for it.
Beavis? Beavis?
It stinks.
So, like, Can we, like, you know, hang out with you guys for, like, a really long time?
Yeah, yeah, me too. Yeah. Like, come on tour with you and stuff.
Yeah, right. It was really nice meeting you guys, but I think you gotta go now. Curly, come here, get rid of him.
But, like, you know, maybe, like, just for a little while?
No. I don't think so.
Nope. I think you better get out of here before we break your legs.
You got any, beer and stuff?
Get out.
Gotta go now.
Get out.
Off.
No way.
Off.
No way.
Off.
Get out. No way.
Off.
Get out.
Off.
Get out.
Off.
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 Idiots.
Now look what the little guy did to the photo album.
Oh man, it's all stuck together.
That wasn't exactly from the tour bus in Montreal. Might have stretched that a bit, but it could have been. We just heard a less than popular song from Anthrax, simply by, I mean, I don't think we'll find it in their set. I think it's one of their better songs myself, Looking Down the Barrel of a Gun. And that comes off Beavis and Butthead soundtrack that came out many a moon ago. Thank you for joining me. It's Mr. K on My Audio Face here on a Wednesday night on CKMS 102.7 FM in the KW region. If you got Rogers, you can listen to Rogers Digital 946 to pick us up. And all over the world, radiowaterloo.ca/listen. And you get great metal, hard rock, and all kinds of great stuff till 11 o'clock tonight. Including in 18 minutes or so, we're going to have an interview with the Dead Centuries out of Ottawa. They are releasing their debut album on Friday. We're going to have a sneak peek of some of the songs off the album called Race Against Time, and we're going to speak with Adam from the band. So stick around for that. And I need to tell you about Friday's show, which is going to be at noon this Friday, and we have a very special guest in studio, Deep Dark River. Go to our Facebook page to find out a little bit more, but that's promising to be another great show as well. So speaking of Facebook, that's one way to find us, My Audio Face. We're also on the Twitter, at My Audio Face, and the Gmail, myaudioface@gmail.com. And what do we got coming up? You know what? We've got a band. We've got a cool little intro, Radio ID, thanks very much to Proto Sequence. We're going to listen to that. Listen to one of their songs called Parasitic. And here we go.
This is Parker from Proto Sequence, and you're listening to My Audio Face on CKMS. We'll be right back.
That is what a proto-sequence sounds like, parasitic off of their new album, Biophagus. You can get that on Bandcamp. Go get it. It's pretty cool. Edmonton band, so we're going to send that out. We don't know if our buddy Paul C. out of Edmonton, we don't know if he's listening tonight. He's usually pretty faithful, but he's also a big world traveler, so we don't know where he is. He might be... who knows, waking up in a ditch somewhere this morning on some other time zone. But we'll assume he's listening and send that out to him. So, buddy, go check out Proto Sequence in Edmonton. Very cool stuff. And shout out to Braylene. Thanks for the support. You are a supporter of the show, and I totally appreciate that. And I hope we have lots of supporters out there listening, because I enjoy making the show and talking with you guys every week and putting some great tunes on. So I've got, like I said, Dead Centuries coming up at 10:30 with an interview and some music off their unreleased. And in the meantime, what do we got here? A double shot of a Toronto band called Nervecast. These guys have an EP out called Locked and Loaded. It dropped a few months ago. It's four tracks on it. All four are friggin' amazing. Look to hopefully see them in the KW area in 2018. Nothing has been set yet, but I'm remaining hopeful and optimistic that we'll have some good news on that front. And let's see what we got here off of Locked and Loaded. This is something called Chemical Solution. Ouch, Fallen Angels from Nervecast, a double shot we got there. And we are coming up to the half hour in a couple of minutes. We're going to sneak a special song in here. We're going to send this one out to Brian. I got a little burn I'm trying to get on the Facebook to see if he'll pick this up, but I'm not quick enough. I don't know if that'll work. We'll see. But we're gonna request a song for him because Mr. K didn't really pay attention to the time when he went all excited and started writing shit on the internet. And yeah, so you know what? What are we gonna do? Play the hits, do the commercial stuff, or go B-side? I don't know. I like all their songs. You know what? So let's go with this baby right here. All right, we'll send it out to Brian. Fallen. But not fucking forgotten. As they say, that was me on the guitar. No, it wasn't. That was our good friends Orexin, a local band that if you don't know, you need to know. These guys have it together. Very, very cool stuff. I don't think they have any shows lined up at the moment, but they often just pop up and play. So expect something soon, and you can be sure I'll let you know as soon as I hear. And I'm not sure where we got on the little mini off-the-cuff request contest thing, but Brian, you may have gotten a patch. I'm not sure. We'll circle back with the guys. So anyhow, before that, so that was Orexin out of Cambridge, and before that we had a couple tunes from Nervecast Toronto. And we are going to go live in just a couple of minutes with Adam from the Dead Centuries. So there we go. Look at that. This is what I love live radio for. So let's get him on. Adam. Perfect. Hey, that worked out kind of cool. You just called in live, so we're on the air right away. Yeah, no, so that's perfect. So thank you very much. So we've got Adam from the Dead Centuries out of Ottawa right here on My Audio Face with Mr. K. And first off, Adam, do you want to give us a little bit of background on who you are, who's in the band, and what's coming up on Friday? Right on. And so how long, so this is the first, is this the first release period that you guys have?
No, actually we've had a couple of small EPs in the past, but this is the first one that we're going full bore, you know, putting a real good foot forward for this one.
Right on. How long was the process from the time you started recording to, I guess, to tomorrow? Yeah, it's pretty exciting. So that's tomorrow, and it's going to be out on both iTunes and Google Play, and as well as, I'm pretty sure, let me just go back up here, but you have it on Bandcamp, and is there a physical CD as well?
Yeah, so we have physical CDs, but they'll only be available at shows for right now.
Cool. Right on. But in the meantime, the trick is going to be to get out to the shows. So tomorrow, the release party is at Live on Elgin in Ottawa?
Yes, it is.
And then what, do you have other shows lined up after that?
We're traveling to Windsor, Ontario on February 3rd. We're playing the Polar Opposite Festival. It's a good festival with 10 different bands and two stages. And like the name says, it's Polar Opposite. There's a metal stage and then like a punk rock stage.
Okay.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. It'll be our first time in Windsor.
Right on. Oh, well, I myself love Windsor. I spent a couple years there, and personally, I rank it in my top Ontario cities. I know everybody looks at me funny, and they go, what are you talking about? Because it's for some reason picked up some sort of rep as not a great place, but I find the folks there very cool. It's a pretty good metal scene out there as well. I know being close to Detroit too, you get a lot of spill off from some bands there. Not to go on my political rants, but the only two actually that's not true. There's two rock guys I can think of out of Detroit. They're Ted Nugent and Kid Rock, and for some reason I don't know where they've gone on their politics. I think Kid Rock wants to run for Senate now. But anyhow, that's taken us away from the dead centuries. How did I take us there so quickly? Who knows? Let's go back to Ottawa for a minute. And how did you guys come up with the name The Dead Centuries? Are we talking about the past? What's going on here?
So that name was developed before I joined the band. I joined the band in about 2014, 2015, somewhere around then. And before that, there was a guitar player in the band named Brian. And his story behind The Dead Centuries is supposed to mean 100 years before and after the current time, our dead centuries kind of lost in time, something like that.
Okay, and then the title of the CD, Race Against Time. So I wasn't sure if there was more of a play or a tie in there.
No, actually, I didn't think about that at the time. And to be honest, when I was trying to come up with the name for the album, I just thought Race Against Time was a catchy, cool sounding title, and that I figured there should be some meaning behind it, and it loosely ties into the recording process.
Okay.
Like I said, it took almost a year from the first notes being recorded to the release now, and there were quite a few times where, there was a lot of pressure on, and it felt like I was in a race against time to get something done, get guitars tracked, or rewrite a part, or something like that, get it so I could send it off to somebody else.
Sure. I can't imagine, especially, this is, like I said, not an EP. This is a full blown album. You've got 10 tracks on there, so I can absolutely imagine. So I'm sure you're pretty excited to have this ready to go to the next level. So it comes out tomorrow, and you're going to be in Ottawa Live at Elgin tomorrow night for the CD release party, and then Feb 3rd in Windsor at the Polar Opposite Festival. Obviously, if you have more, as you guys release more tour dates, what's the best place to go? Is it the Facebook page or the website?
Everything will be on the Facebook page and also our website, thedeadcenturies.net.
Okay.
So that has links to all our social media, everywhere that you can find our music. All that good stuff. There's some little treats on there too, and who knows, there might be a special treat coming out soon for you to watch on there.
Oh, there you go. Okay, so there's something for folks to pay attention to, and keep a close eye on that. Sounds like we got something in the pipe. So I've got a few of your tracks sort of teed up. Is there any particular one or two that I guess you're either most proud of or want folks to hear that you can tell us a bit about, and then maybe we can play it for our listeners.
Well, I think the first one I would say I'm most proud of is the song called Overdrive. So that one features the incredible James Cool from the Ontario prog metal band Mandroid Echo Star.
Mm-hmm.
We had a little bit of a guitar trade-off solo battle thing, I guess you could call it, and it is full of tasty licks and awesome guitar, and I think his guitar solo is one of my favorite parts on the album.
Right on. Okay.
And another one is, I guess, the last track on the album called Souvenir, and that features Jacob, his debut in the Dead Centuries. Most of the album was written before he joined.
Okay.
I wanted to put something special to signify him joining the band on the album, and he's got a guitar solo on that one, and that one's awesome as well.
Cool. So that's a pretty good place to start. So we'll get a little sneak peek of the album Race Against Time, which is officially, I keep saying tomorrow, but it's actually dropping Friday. I've somehow jumped us to Thursday. So to be clear, Friday is the release and the release party, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so my apologies. You were saying it right, and I just skipped a day, you know. So Friday, January 26th in Ottawa, live on Elgin, is the CD release party for Race Against Time by The Dead Centuries. The album also releases that very same day on iTunes.
on Google Play, on Bandcamp, on SoundCloud. And you can pick up CDs at the show. So why don't we give a quick listen to Overdrive and then Souvenir. And thank you very much, Adam. Best of luck. I hope you have a smashing success on Friday. And stop by and say hi when you're in the Kitchener-Waterloo region. Love to see you.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Kevin.
Okay, and this is Overdrive by the Dead Centuries.
check that out. Souvenir from the Dead Centuries off of the soon-to-be-released album, Race Against Time. That puppy is coming out Friday. This Friday, so like in day and a half, 2 days, or less, but you know what I mean. In Ottawa, live at Elgin is where you will be. So you can get the CD at the CD release party and check out this awesome three-piece prog metal band from Ottawa. Before that, we heard Overdrive. And we're going to actually see if we can't sneak another one in, time permitting, before we go. This is Mr. K. You're listening to My Audio Face right here on CKMS 102.7 FM, RadioWaterloo.ca, or on Rogers Digital 946. Mr. K and My Audio Face love the local bands, love Canadian tunes. If you are a local band, or you like a local band, or you know of one, you want their tunes played on the show, get me their music, get the requests in, we'll play it. Facebook, My Audio Face. Twitter, at My Audio Face. Gmail, myaudioface@gmail.com. So there you go. Lots of ways to get in touch. And remind you that Friday, so in 2 days, same day that Dead Century's new album drops, we are blessed with a special guest coming in to the studio. Deep Dark River will be here to play some songs and talk with us. So we expect to have a very cool show. That's this Friday, January 26th at noon. A couple minutes left before 11 o'clock. Let's go ahead and play another song from the Dead Centuries. This is a song called Blood Dragon right here on My Audio Face. We'll be right back. All right, that's almost it for us, folks. Dead Centuries, Race Against Time. That was Blood Dragon. Thank you very much to Adam for coming on the show tonight. I wish you all a good night. If you're in Ottawa, go see the Dead Centuries on Friday live at Elgin. Otherwise, listen to My Audio Face at noon on Friday. And at midnight tonight, House Calls. Dr. J's on. Later.